everyone, and welcome to the NextCubed HBCU Founders Program Internship Discovery Event. I am Jade Lockhart, and I am the Program Manager for the NextCubed HBCU Founders Program, as well as your moderator for today's panel. Thank you guys so much for joining us today for a great conversation about internships at four amazing companies that are also sponsors for the HBCU Founders Program. I'd like to welcome everyone tuning in, whether it's live via Zoom or virtually via HBCU Nation. Thank you so much for joining us for today's conversation. So I'd like to welcome our representatives at this time from Franklin Cooley, Franklin Templeton, from Perkins Coie Law Firm, as well as AT&T and Morgan Stanley. So panelists, please join me on the stage at this time. Awesome, welcome everyone. So I'd like to first open it up to introductions. So let's start with Courtney, then Natasha, then Jonathan, and then Beth.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here today. My name's Courtney O'Brien McFarland, and I'm a staff recruiter at Perkins Coie, a corporate law firm. I've been with the firm for 9 years, and I recruit firm-wide for a number of different departments, including marketing, finance, technology, HR, and even attorneys. So excited to be here and involved in this conversation today.
Thanks so much, Courtney, and thank you so much, Jade. Welcome, everyone. Very excited to have you guys here on the panel. By way of introduction, my name is Natasha, and I work at Morgan Stanley, and I work on the talent acquisition D&I team. I've been with the firm for 5.5 years. I was previously leading and managing technology campus recruiting. So very excited to have all of you and provide you with an opportunity to learn more about Morgan Stanley.
Awesome. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jonathan Jeter. I'm the Associate Director of College Recruiting at AT&T. And in that role, I recruit from quite a few of our focus universities, schools like the University of Texas, UCLA, Cal, et cetera. And when I'm on campus, my team and myself are recruiting for AT&T's 13 development programs. I'm so excited to tell you a little bit more about those over the panel today. And thanks again for the opportunity, Jade.
Great, thank you. My name is Beth Barraza, and I work with Franklin Templeton. I'm a program manager for the internship program and also for our entry-level rotational program. I've been with the company for 29 years, which I know is a really, really long time, so I think a good indicator that I really love what I do. I work very closely with talent acquisition and all of the college recruitment efforts in getting college students into our organization. Very excited to be here and to be partnering with NextCube. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And viewers, as you can see, we've got a great group of representatives and panelists today. So if everybody doesn't mind, let's start with Courtney and go in that same order again. Can you give us some background information on your
Sure. So Perkins Coie, we are a corporate law firm. We are international. We have 20 offices worldwide. 17 of those offices are in the U.S. 3 of them are in Asia. We have over 1,000 attorneys and over 1,000 support staff firm-wide. And within our industry, we are considered a mid-sized law firm. And while we do work with a lot of companies, we really feel that our niche is technology organizations. So some of our clients include HTC, Craigslist, Boeing Company, Intel, et cetera. So we work with a wide variety of clients and also a wide variety of legal practice groups, including political law, employment law, business litigation, lots of different industries we work with. So there's always something new and exciting to learn within our organization because of all the exciting work we do for our clients.
It's Courtney, and I'll go next, Jade. Morgan Stanley is a world-leading investment bank, so we have over 60,000 employees globally. So that means we're in top cities such as Tokyo, New York City, San Francisco, et cetera. In terms of the bank itself, we actually recently acquired E-Trade, so that's one fun fact that I'll just share there. So very collegial in that sense, we're rapidly growing. We have various divisions that we recruit for. So investment banking, finance, operations, technology, whatever you can think of, there's always a seat at the table for someone that's interested in any of those roles. If you look on our Morgan Stanley website, you'll definitely see opportunities for yourself that may be best fit for you. So highly recommend that you do check that out. But in terms of a quick company background, as I mentioned, we are global and we're massive and we are growing. I'll make a quick plug on the culture too. So one thing that's really kept me at Morgan Stanley is the culture itself. You'll hear people say that people is the reason why I have kept going for 5.5 years, and I will definitely attest to that. The culture is very collegial and it's an awesome firm to be at.
Thanks, Natasha. What about you, Jonathan?
Yeah, excited to give some insight on AT&T, and many of you all know what AT&T is or what it has been, but and I think what most people know about AT&T is a telecommunications company, but I'm here today to tell you that AT&T is a truly modern media company, and we do play in the technology, media, and telecommunications space. So a few years ago, we bought a small media company. You all may or may not have heard of it. It's called Warner Media, and inherent in that was our acquisition of CNN and Warner Studios. So we hire for a multitude of profiles, not just your traditional telecommunications engineers and salespeople and finance folks, but we actually own Warner Media. And so we have the opportunity to hire content producers and content creators and folks with more qualitative backgrounds in addition to some of the more quantitative things that we recruit for. And because Natasha got a shameless plug in there about the culture at Morgan Stanley, I think it would be amiss if I didn't, you know, take the opportunity to share that we do have also an industry leading culture and a really unique employee value proposition for all of our employees. And so our culture is really ensconced around moving fast and collaboration, winning as one, being bold. And so I've been with AT&T for 10 years this month, and what's kept me around is all of that. And what people generally say about AT&T is they have long 30 or 40 year careers with the firm is that you come for the job and you stay for the culture, but really you stay for the people and the collegial attributes that the company fosters.
Great. And Franklin Templeton is a global leader in asset management, and we work with institutions all the way to the individual investor. The bottom line is that everyone wants the same thing. They want to achieve their financial goals. So we as a company have been doing this for over 70 years, which is really exciting. We have millions of clients in over 160 countries. People basically entrust us with their money and with their financial goals. And so we're one of the largest asset management companies with $1.5 trillion assets under management, which is a lot. And we have about 12,000 employees. What's important for us is that when we bring in employees, when we bring in internships, we want to embed you into what we believe is a fabulous culture. I'll say the same thing as the others. We people who come here and stay with us, if you ask them why it is that they stay with this company, for sure, somewhere in their answer is going to be, I like the people I work with. I like what it is that I do. And the culture was so welcoming and continues to be even after all these years. People stay and make it a long-term career. So very excited to be here for as long as I have been.
Thank you guys so much for sharing that. And I learned some more things about your companies as well. So I'm curious, it seems like everyone's company is a little bit different and you guys all specialize in different things. I'm sure that also means that you have different types of internships available. So Beth, let's continue with you and then everyone else, feel free to chime in there. What types of internships are available at your company?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jade. You know, when you have a really big company like ours, and you look at it, if you step back and you look at all the different departments that it takes to run the organization, I think it would be fair to say that most all of them have hosted an intern before. So you're talking about groups in the investment arena. You're talking about people that in our marketing and sales groups, technology, fintech, product strategy, compliance, global fund valuation. It takes so many different departments to actually run the company efficiently. And there are times where the company would really like someone to come in and be there for 10 to 12 weeks and help out with whatever it is that that particular division needs. You might play the role of an analyst. You might play the role of a researcher where there's a huge project going on and what we need is someone to really dive into a topic and do all the possible research that you can to then report back to your team so that that team can go and make investment decisions to ultimately make money for the customer. So I think the great thing about internships is no matter where you work, no matter what your role is, if it's project or not, teamwork or if it's individual, you're going to see and feel your impact to the bigger organization because the internships are real work and we ensure that what they do contributes not only to the business unit that you're working for, but also to the bigger organization. And so oftentimes we'll get feedback directly from the interns where they felt like, I feel like it was a real job. It wasn't what we typically think of internships to be, which is it has a feel of being temporary. So we actually do have a lot of returning interns that do come back to our company after that experience. So we take internship very seriously and have a lot of different opportunities that we can involve interns with.
Thanks, Beth. Anyone else can feel free to just chime in there.
Jade, I can quickly jump in. Go ahead, John.
No, Natasha, after you, I'm excited to hear more about Morgan Stanley.
Absolutely. And I was just going to say, I quickly want to piggyback off of a lot of what Beth said. Similar to Beth's company at Morgan Stanley, our summer analyst program is actually our biggest pipeline into a full-time analyst program. And similar to what Beth had mentioned, in my tech campus recruiting days, I've seen interns have their code go into production. And it's such an awesome feeling to be working on a real-life project and have it being seen before you leave your internship. So to answer your question, Jade, on what internships are available, all sorts. At a company of 60,000 people, you'll really see that there's a seat at the table for everyone. I've recruited folks from an English background to sit on the technology team. And it's not necessarily about your major, but it's about your interest as well. So really thinking back and taking a step back and understanding what's the big picture. And similar to what Beth said, we had interns that say, yeah, I felt like this was an actual job for me. I did not feel like an intern. My manager did not treat me like I was an intern. My ideas are valued. And we want to make sure that our interns coming in understand that and know that we want to hear from you. You guys have the best ideas on the table and you're coming with a fresh perspective and you will always have the opportunity to speak up. And we want to hear that. And our interns are our managers and our CEO actually opens a table to have our interns come and meet with him, which is such a great opportunity. And that's how excited we are to get to know our interns.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, Natasha. And I have to say, when Beth and Natasha were talking about equity valuation and some of the financial terms that they've or the financial implications that they recruit for, it kind of it triggered me a little bit because I'm a current grad student at Cornell doing my master's degree there. And let's just say corporate finance was not my thing. So at AT&T, our internship opportunities are tremendous. So AT&T is a company of about 230,000 employees. And while it feels like a big company, it's very easy to connect with folks. And we've decided actually to centralize our internship programs into 13 different programs. So we've got everything from general rotational leadership in the MBA space, finance in the MBA space, M&A work and FP&A work in the MBA space. But we also have quite a few internship opportunities for undergraduates and then postdoctoral students also. So our undergraduate internship opportunities are in technology. So we have our technology development program where we're hiring technical business manager interns, software engineer interns, network engineer interns, data analysts, cybersecurity experts, designers into our internship program. And then we also have a really incredible sales internship that we hire a lot of folks with sales acumen or sales curriculum on their resume for our B2B sales program. And then that PhD level internship that we hire for is in data and analytics. So we jokingly say that we've got a place for everybody at AT&T, and certainly would like to learn more about you all, the folks that are in, a bit later. So happy to connect.
So I'll go next. So certainly we don't have as robust of a internship program as AT&T, but I think our internship program is great. Over the last many years, a number of different departments have had internship programs. But this year, the internship program that I'm focused on is for our marketing team. So firm-wide, we have over 70 marketing team members. And what I love about our marketing team is they're incredibly collaborative. So even though you will be working with a smaller kind of subgroup of the marketing team, you will have exposure to everyone on our marketing team. The marketing internship is targeted to undergraduate or graduate students. We are looking for someone. It's not so much about the skills that you bring to the table, because we recognize that this is an internship program, but what we're looking for is someone that's enthusiastic, someone that wants to contribute ideas, someone that wants to think and act strategically and tactically. During this internship program, you will have the opportunity to work on 2 to 4 of our marketing projects that vary in scope and size, and you will really have an opportunity to put your stamp on those projects and work collaboratively with our marketing professionals. This particular position, right now we're all working virtually, so this is going to be a virtual position. So we really have a lot of flexibility with where our interns are located, which I think is amazing. In years past, you've had to be in a certain market in order to be eligible for this, and that is not the case this year. So if you are interested in marketing, if you're interested in working with a collaborative group of people, creative people, and you'd like some exposure to working for a professional services firm, Perkins Coie might be the fit for you. So we hope to see lots of interest in this position.
Awesome. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for sharing more about, especially the marketing role. So Perkins Coie is not just looking for students that are interested in lawyers. You guys also have a marketing department that accepts internships. And across the board, it just sounds like, in general, there's a lot of different offices and that really, you know, hire diverse candidates that hire diverse types of interns. It's not just one type of department that accepts internships. And so that's really exciting. Natasha, I want to go back to something you mentioned, which is that, you know, a lot of the internship roles, it's not major specific. You guys are looking for different types of candidates. So what do you look for as far as intern candidates, and how can candidates stand out?
Absolutely. And one thing I just want to add on to what you just mentioned is, at Morgan Stanley, one misconception is that you have to have a finance background. And I will say that's absolutely not true. You will learn everything on the job. So don't feel that you have to know all the finance knowledge. Each role is tailored to your project, so you will pick up things as you go. Now, to answer your question on what we look for an intern, our internship program is a 10-week internship program. And we look for someone who has that willingness to learn. So as I said before, you don't need that finance background, but should your role require it, the expectation is that you're going to roll up your sleeves and you're going to try to learn as much as you can to make sure that you ace your project and hopefully get a full-time offer too. We also hope that you can sink your teeth into a project and have that curiosity to learn. I will say there's a power in having grit and having that ability to just take a step back and say, I don't know this, but let me figure it out. Let me get the answer and let me see what it takes for me to understand how to achieve this goal, even if it's the first time I'm learning on something. So I think that's a characteristic, that's a trait that every intern should really have, that willingness to learn, sinking your teeth into it, and also enjoying it. The internship program is super fun. We host a lot of virtual events. I know we're in this virtual environment, but in person and virtually, we've done an awesome job with making sure that you're all staying connected. We have over 600 interns, so we want to make sure that you learn from each other, you get to network with each other. Realizing that time goes by really fast, but it's a great learning opportunity, and it's a great way to get your feet wet in the finance industry.
Natasha, I just love that. And I think the trend of intellectual curiosity carries through with our interns also. And I jokingly say, or half jokingly say, with our interns, the worst thing you can be this summer is happy to be there, right? But as much as it is a learning opportunity, we expect you to grow new skill sets and to contribute over the course of your internship. And certainly we've had interns with non-technical backgrounds come into HR internships and create bots for HR processing automation. And so I would say that's a big trend or definitely a key theme within the AT&T internships also.
Right. And I would just add too that we are having 75 virtual interns this year as well. We had virtual interns last year, but last year we didn't know where the world was going. So we were sort of figuring it out as we were doing it. This year, we can be a lot more thoughtful. And we have 75 already hired for this year that we're excited to host. So most of what I'm saying here is in preparation and in planning for the 2022 summer. So very excited to be able to figure out how to get some candidates for that from this program. Would really love to do that. And I think, you know, in an effort to make it feel very inclusive, we have also done a lot of what the others have said too in planning virtual events and trying to keep people engaged, because now while we've gotten good at doing everything virtually, there's still such a need for interns to feel connected to the organization, connected to the work. We really want the experience to be good on both sides because it's important for interns to have the opportunity to learn, to build their resumes, to, you know, be able to find the right job post-college. And if Franklin Templeton can be part of that story, even just through internship, we're excited to show up on your resume. Like, that's a really good thing for us because it's something that describes what your experience has been. And if Franklin Templeton's been part of that, we're honored to have that role. So we're very excited to be able to offer the program this year. And the next year, who knows where we'll be? My guess is it probably won't be 100% virtual. So maybe it'll be some sort of hybrid role, or we can actually get interns on campus, which we're very excited to think about doing as well, like we used to do pre-COVID. So we're very excited to see where this all takes us in the year 2022.
Wonderful. That's great, Beth. As far as Perkins Coie, one of the things that we look not only for in interns, but just across the board whenever we're hiring, is we are, no matter what the technical qualifications are, we are seeking strong communicators. The thing about working with lawyers is they are very busy and they have a very limited amount of time. So you have to know your audience and be able to communicate appropriately, you know, to that audience. And that's certainly what marketing is all about. So strong communication and then ability to work not only independently, but with others. You're certainly going to have autonomy in this opportunity to make this, you know, make the projects your own, but just the way we work is collaborative. So you cannot do this all on your own. And I don't think that's not the point of an internship program anyways. You want to collaborate and learn from others. And so those are some of the key things that we look for, not only in interns, but across the board when we're hiring.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Courtney, because something I was curious about is there something different that you look for in full-time candidates versus interns? I know students joining us may actually be seniors in college, and so they're looking at where's that next place that I should go as far as early career. So I would love to hear your thoughts about, you know, how can candidates really, what is there a difference as far as, you know, graduating from college and what they should be, you know, looking for, which they should be presenting to be able to go into their first roles?
Wow, that's a really good question. I mean, I think it's really, one of the things that we look at, you know, again, not only in entry-level candidates, but across the board, is individuals that do their research, that know what we're all about. And with the internet, everything is available. So just having that interest in our organization, we can find a great candidate. But if they don't seem interested and don't want to invest their kind of effort in our organization, they're probably not going to be the right fit. So I feel like across the board, that goes a long way, just doing your homework and knowing what you're getting into. And certainly we don't expect candidates, whether they're entry level or, you know, very experienced, we don't expect them to know every single thing about our organization, but we expect them to have done their research.
Yeah, and I would just add, when I'm looking for interns or we're looking for the entry-level rotational program, the characteristics are pretty similar. And the top of the list for me is, you know, I agree with Courtney, and knowing what we do is key. But I would also say that people who are really successful in this industry, whatever you, wherever you land within the company, are people who are passionate about this business. I think we all enjoy our jobs more if we're tied to personally what it is that we do. We're excited to do that. So we talk a lot about being passionate about the work. For an intern, we recognize that you're interviewing with us as much as we're interviewing you for the future. We're building your resume, you're building your resume. And so it's all about giving you the right experience to finish out your college career and be able to start in the workforce full time. When you entry level, what we're looking for is people who are able to articulate well the experience they had prior to getting to that interview. How did this intern, whether it was right for you or not, how did that internship help you become the person you are today? What can you personally tell me about that experience where you grew, where you developed, and this is how it applies to this role? So for me personally, I'm always looking for connections. Even during a COVID situation where you're probably working in your homes that you grew up in and you're not on campus, what did you learn about yourself during COVID? Make it your story. And when you come to a company, show that you're adaptable and flexible and really want to take what you've done to that point and put it 100% into the role that you're applying for. I think we're looking for that excitement and that enthusiasm.
Yeah, and I would say all of those things rang true at AT&T. In addition to the piece I talked about earlier and Natasha touched on earlier, the intellectual curiosity. And I would also say due diligence and proactivity are big drivers for our intern selection at AT&T. So we're looking for individuals to come in, whether it's their first job out of college or their internship, and drive impact via proactivity. Like, we are a great company at AT&T, but I think we're first to say we don't have everything right. And so if you spot something that might be a little bit, or something that you can improve upon, a process, a policy, a way that we write code in our technical internships, definitely speak up and say that. And one thing that I'll also add is that our programs are development programs. And so we're looking for you to come in and have some skill sets, but we're also looking for you to develop and grow over the course of your internship or your summer. But we are looking for leaders in this. So we look for leadership on campus, be it in clubs or student government or volunteer organizations. And so definitely highlight those on your resume and in your interview process.
Absolutely. And I'll just chime in really quickly. And as my fellow panelists has mentioned already, two things I would really point out. One is curiosity and the second being bold. Having those fresh ideas coming to the table with what you're thinking of. But to answer your question, Jade, I would say full-time and summer analysts, we do look for the same traits. Nothing I would say is much different. Our summer analyst program is our biggest pipeline into our full-time analyst program. So chances are, if you are a rock star, you would get an offer. But I would say just being mindful of what your interests are too, right? So as mentioned before, you're interviewing us and we want to make sure that you have that keen interest in being part of the firm.
Awesome. Well, you guys have really shared some great pointers for interns as well as full-time candidates. Beth, you mentioned it well. We're in a virtual climate. How can students really stand out when they are applying for virtual internships and when they're being, you know, recruited for virtual full-time positions? I mean, it's all virtual. So can you guys share some pointers for students as they're being recruited and just really going through this virtual process?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. It is hard. And I think in the beginning, we were all learning how to be able to convey what we're saying on video, right? It's so much easier if you're in a room and you're able to see body language and the smile that you're, you know, conveying throughout, right? I think virtually, you almost have to be conscious of the person's not seeing me completely. And in some cases, it's not video, right? In some cases, it's just on the phone. So then you're relying on your voice and your tone, and you want to convey enthusiasm. Even if you decide halfway through that phone call that this is not the internship for you, it goes a long way to show that you're enthusiastic about what the recruiter's talking to you about, and you're interested and engaged because maybe you have a friend. We found a lot of interns this year where they didn't take the internship, but they had a friend who was studying the right industry and wanted to be a part of our program. So I think being aware of how you're coming across, you know, really, if a recruiter asks a question or wants you to explain a situation, be prepared to come to that call with detail. And so that we get a clear story of how that work or how that class or being a part of this organization impacted you that could then translate into the work world. And we're not, I know it's been mentioned by some of the others, we're not focused on specific degrees, but naturally, there are probably certain degrees that would gravitate towards our industry. So we do look at finance and econ and business majors, but I've had some very successful art majors and others as well, right? So we look at the passion for the industry. We look for the fit. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but our internships tend to be 10 to 12 weeks. We start them all on the same day. And so that's so we can have sort of a community of internships going through or interns going through orientation together. And they last 12 weeks or when the student needs to go back to school. So it's a little bit looser on the end side. And we also have internships only for rising juniors and seniors, which is probably good to know as well. Reason we do that is we feel that the closer you are to graduation, the closer you are to thinking about taking the experience that you've had with us in an internship and applying it to your work world. It's just closer relevancy for us. So that's what I would add for that.
Yeah, Beth, I think you said something really critical there, and that was understanding how your unique skill sets and degree plans and curriculums and extracurricular activities tie into the mission or the goals of the company. And it also ties into a point that a few of you have made earlier, right? Like, you should have done your research on the company, right? Like, just for example, if I'm talking to somebody and they're interested in AT&T and they tell me, oh, you know, great phone service, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. I'm glad that's been your experience, right? But we do a lot more than that. So understanding, if you're an English major, how we interact, I don't know, if you're an English major, you may want to work in journalism or you may want to work in corporate communication. So understanding how those skill sets slate into an internship in that particular capacity at the organization. So Beth, you're speaking my language, and definitely the potential intern should take note.
Yeah, thank you for making that tie. I think it's a good thing to just say, the English major, you wouldn't normally think that that person would be interested in a finance major or a finance career, but we need writers, right? We need shareholder
That's
report
exactly
writers.
Right.
We need, right? We need communication writers that are speaking to the internal group and to the external group. And so English major could be very successful within a finance company. So thank you for drawing that parallel.
Sure. And I'm, you know, sorry, English majors, you know, I feel like they always get the brunt of the joke in forums like this, but I was a French major in my undergrad and I made it work. So at a telecommunications company. So it can be done, English majors.
Jonathan, I completely agree with you. One of the things I've noticed recruiting for a law firm is that when I go to job fairs, when I go to networking events, individuals will come up to me and say, well, I'm not going to be a lawyer, so you don't have a job for me. Clearly, you only hire lawyers. And I think that's the biggest misnomer with different organizations or industries, that we have a variety of different departments and roles. And, you know, just because you don't want to be a lawyer doesn't mean you couldn't be very successful in support roles at a law firm. So, I totally agree. The major doesn't usually matter as much as just the interest in the organization and the type of work that you'd be doing.
I know we're talking a lot about majors, but one thing I also want to make a plug in for is your school. So I'm a big believer that your school should not define you. I know we're very much prideful of the school that we go to, but I will blatantly say I went to a CUNY school and I ended up at Morgan Stanley. So it's something that I take pride in. Just something to point out. And then Jay, to your question of what makes a candidate stand out, I would say network. Take advantage of this unique situation that we're in. We're in this COVID situation where we do have time potentially to spare some days, and companies are hosting a ton of events virtually. And there's also replays, right? So you can look at those replays, make that connection, add that person on LinkedIn, send them a message.
That's right.
If you send me a message after this panel session, your name will stand out to me. And if I'm on my application portal and I see your name, it'll automatically pop up. So it's really making sure that you're going above and beyond. I'm also a huge fan of thank you notes. If you connected with someone, send them a thank you note. Handwritten goes such a long way, but I understand we're in this virtual environment. So even sending that email, you'll really, really stand out if you just go the extra mile.
Yeah, I agree fully, Natasha. And like, when we get interns, especially in this virtual environment, and last summer was a great litmus test for this, don't be, I don't know how every company operates, but I think there's been a consolidation, certainly at AT&T, of spans and layers, and it's a much flatter organization than it used to be. And we've tried to topple this notion of don't reach out to the VP, don't reach out to the CEO. If you see somebody speak in a forum like this during your virtual internship, definitely reach out. Definitely ask them for a coffee chat. Definitely ask them for a networking or a one-on-one, because that person might be in a position to make a hiring decision when you want to convert to a full-time opportunity. That person might know someone who has the capacity or the purview to do that. And so always ask. The worst somebody can say is no. And I think we exist in an environment where culturally that sort of thing, like saying no to an intern that reaches out is not well regarded within the firms, certainly within AT&T. So reach out. People won't say no. They might say like maybe next week or maybe next month, but definitely don't be hesitant to reach out and take advantage of networking.
Yeah. And I think that goes a long way, Jonathan, because the networking piece, people talk about it. You know, finding mm-hmm. your network. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. Because I think initially mm-hmm. it might be uncomfortable for interns to reach out to some of these people, but they almost are expecting that you're going to do that. So the good news is that wherever you start your internship, you're going to have a leader, you're going to have a boss, and you can work with that person to help figure out how to network, who to network with. But you should leave whatever internship experience you have understanding how the company works, who the players are, how your group and your role fit into the bigger picture. And the easiest way to do that is if you've reached out and networked with people at the company. The other thing is that if you network with people and then you don't end up back at that company, take that network with you wherever you go. That these are some of the people in the very beginning of your career that you get the opportunity to learn from. Take advantage of that, because I think that's like a little said benefit of an internship, that you can reference back when I was an intern at such and such company, I learned from this awesome leader that doing this makes more sense than doing this. And I continue to do it to this day. So find little pockets of opportunity in your internship to take with you for the rest of your career.
Wow. I've loved hearing everyone share their tips and tricks for interns. Advice that your interns can be able to apply at whatever company they end up at. But I really want to recognize there may be some students that are tuning in that are still kind of on the fence. They've heard that internships are available for students coming from different schools as well as majors, but they may not be convinced that they should really explore a summer internship. So I'd love to hear anyone's advice really for students who are considering, you know, whether an internship is for them or not. What is the benefit of just exploring a summer internship?
I'll go ahead and comment to that. Maybe it's the word internship that people fear a little bit in this realm. And if you just think of it as a pre-job to whatever your real job is. You're coming to a company, big or small, and it's going to build you as an individual so that when you go to do your interviews for your real job, you have something to reference. So it doesn't necessarily have to be this big, scary internship experience, but rather an opportunity that was put in front of you to learn, to develop, to grow, so that when you are done with college and you're ready to step out into the big world, into your real job, you've had something to talk about previously, because I think all recruiters, all companies are looking for well-rounded people, people who have, you know, diverse experiences, different clubs they've belonged to, different jobs they've done, involvement in volunteer work, you name it. We're looking for people to join our culture and our company that offer a wide variety of experiences. And so if you take nothing else from this, I think all of us are saying that it's an opportunity for you to invest in you. And why not take advantage of that? It will pay off in the long run.
And I'll just quickly add to that, it's a testing ground. So think of it that way. You may walk out saying, you know, this isn't for me. And that's the best thing that could ever happen to you. It's trial and error. So if you do it for 10 weeks, you're doing it for 10 weeks, you're not doing it for 10 years. That's just the easiest way I can put it. I'm a big believer in internships. I personally wish I started much earlier when I was young. Had I had the opportunity, I probably would have started my freshman year and tested out each 4 years what I wanted to do before committing. I will say your job sometimes in this internship room can kind of be like a marriage. So you want to make sure both of it works. But that's my plug right there.
Natasha, I totally agree with you. I think that internships are such a unique opportunity to test the waters and maybe things that you're not sure you want to fully commit. I mean, certainly I agree. You want to like the job that you do the internship for, but you know, if this is your chance, because once you get into your career and once you, you know, have to have a job, it's a very different scenario than where you're at right now, looking at an internship and having, you know, really so many opportunities to choose from and to pursue. So while it is scary because, you know, it's you don't know if you're going to get the internship or you don't know if it's going to be the right fit, I still think it's a great exercise to go through. And the more you explore at this point, the better you're going to be able to identify what you want to do long term in your career.
Yeah. And so, yeah, if I can add some color to that response or to all of those, I think an internship is critically important, especially as you progress into looking for a full-time role. And you don't want to be that candidate that has a but behind their name, right? Like, and when I say but behind your name, you don't want them to say she's great, but she didn't have an internship, right? Because a lot of full-time employment opportunities will necessitate that you have some kind of professional experience during your coursework or during your summer. So make sure that you are taking advantage of that opportunity. And as Natasha said, if I could go back and do it differently, I would intern as early as my freshman year, certainly seek to intern as early as my freshman year and do something different each summer, but I guess hindsight's 2020. So definitely learn from the mistake that she and I made.
Wow, that's amazing. And I feel like some students tuning in are now at the edge of their seats. They're like, okay, this all sounds great. How can I get an internship with your company? So can you guys please go over, you know, what's the internship application process like at your companies? Feel free to share dates. You know, are the applications open now? Are we looking at 2021 as far as the fall, 2022 even? But yeah, please feel free to share, you know, how students can get internships at your companies as far as application processes. We can start with you.
Okay, perfect. Super. So our unfortunately for this group, all of our 2021 summer internships are fully staffed, but the application process starts early for us. So we actually start recruiting and interviewing and hiring about 6 months out. So we start in the fall and sometimes in the late summer. So the interview process varies slightly by date. The application process varies slightly by date, depending on the program. But I would say word to the wise, just make sure you're using this summer to participate in key learning opportunities. And here's a shameless plug for AT&T's externship, or our Summer Learning Academy. Last summer was our inaugural year. We had about 40,000 students from around the globe participate in our Summer Learning Academy, where they took different coursework and learned about AT&T and also learned specific skill sets salient or germane to sales or technology or communications. And so there will be a rich slate of opportunities that are available to interns or folks that aren't necessarily participating in internships this summer. But those opportunities tie into our 2022 opportunities, which will open up in the late summer or early fall. So make sure you're building your skills this summer and updating your resumes and keeping those current, so that when the applications launch at att.job/students in the late summer or fall, you're ready to go and just drag and drop and click and apply for one of our 13 development programs.
So for Morgan Stanley, similar to Jonathan, we've completed recruiting for 2021. But one thing I would say is our applications are open for 2022. Each division has their own protocol. So some divisions, their applications may close in the summer timeline, and some may be on a rolling basis. I would recommend that you look early rather than later. So at Morgan Stanley, we actually start interviewing sometimes now. So if we're thinking about 2022, we're actually interviewing today. That's how quickly some investment banks start recruiting for their next summer folks. But on a typical basis, our recruiting will start early summer and it'll go on to typically mid-October, I want to say. But the earlier you can start, the better off you're going to be. If you go on our Morgan Stanley website, you can see all the applications up. You can also watch videos and read articles about figuring out which division you think you may be best suited for. There's a ton of information on our website.
Right. And I would just echo the same thing. Summer 2021, we are completely filled and hired at this particular point. So we are looking at summer 2022. And hopefully some of you have heard what we've said here and that one of our companies sounds exciting for you to potentially apply for. For us, what we're going to do, and I did let Jade know this, and I'll work directly with her on this, but we will start our process for recruitment probably late summer. In August is our time frame, and we're going to set up a specific email that you can directly send your resume and a note to us indicating that you have an interest in our industry. And we'll open that up. I'll provide it to Jade and you can send in your resume and we will have it just only for Next Cube students. We recruit in a variety of ways, but we've decided with this program would like to have something very direct and work with you in that way. So stay tuned for that summer of August 2021. Or 2021. Sorry. All these years.
So I'm really excited to announce that we have not filled our marketing intern position for 2020 this summer. We are going to be posting the opportunity in the next week. So if you are interested in looking for an internship this summer, please don't hesitate to apply. We expect to make a decision probably, you know, by June 1 is our timeline. And we do, because we have a smaller program, we have flexibility with start dates. So, you know, we don't have these hard starts and we've got flexibility with start time and end time, although our internship will not last longer than 12 weeks. So hopefully, if you're interested, we can chat in the future about this opportunity.
Awesome. Well, sounds really exciting. And it's great to hear that there's so many different pathways for companies and that students can start learning more now. And so speaking of that, I would like to open the floor for closing comments, as well as how can students find out more information about all of the great programs.
Yeah, I talked a little bit about it earlier, excited for some Q&A, but definitely check out our website. We have a dedicated website just for our development programs and thus our college applicants. So for everybody who's out there matriculating at a HBCU or a university now, we have a specific website with a blog attached. And so I would take a minute to view that and look at the experiences of some of our former interns and learn from those. Additionally, so that's ADT.jobs/jobs/students. Additionally, you'll find some information on our Summer Learning Academy there, and press play for the notification that will cue you up for summer 2021 in the Summer Learning Academy. And everything's at ATT.jobs/students.
And similar for Morgan Stanley, everything is on our Morgan Stanley website. We have a careers page. If you look at our careers page, you definitely want to make sure you're checking out the students section. But similar to what Jonathan had mentioned, we also have a ton of resources that you can check out. You can view and figure out where you think you may be best suited for. Definitely educate yourself on what divisions you want to apply for and take a look. And I look forward to seeing some of your applications come through.
Perkins Coie, our internship opportunity will show up on our website under the employment side. And while you're on our website, you can check out what we do around pro bono work, community service, and you can also see all of our recent awards we've received, including for the 18th year in a row, we are Fortune's best companies to work for. And we are also ranked number one employer among consulting and professional services by Great Places to Work. So you can learn more about what that looks like within our organization.
That's great, Courtney. For us, I would say that hopefully this discussion has at least opened your minds to considering an internship, if not for this summer, for next summer. We're very excited to host interns and hope that that's something you'll consider. I think that for what we can you can do between now and then is maybe go to franklintempleton.com, learn about our company, what is it that we do, who are our customers, how do we service them. Again, it's a way for you to educate yourself on what the industry does, what our company does within that industry, so that you, if you desire to apply for 2022, you are prepared for what it is that you're getting yourself into and applying for. So we hope to see some of you next year.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing your time with us today. And thank you, viewers, for tuning in. I hope that you guys have learned a lot about internships as well as getting full-time opportunities with the companies represented. It all sounds really exciting to me. And so I'm really happy that you guys were able to join us today. Again, this has been an event that was provided by the HBCU Founders Program at NextCube. So for more information, please visit www.next3.com/HBCU. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and have a great weekend.